Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jeremiah. How may I help you?
Jeremiah, I just got an email from you thanking me for placing an order, and I never placed such an order, and there's no way in the world I would have ordered $100 of medicine, of whatever the ketogenic fat burner is. So I contacted Wells Fargo and told them that was a scam, and that was, I got a message from Wells Fargo before I got your message thanking me for the order, saying that y'all had billed my account for two orders of each $99.98, which is ridiculous, and I can't believe y'all are doing that to an old man like me. But anyhow, I just wanted to let you know that you will hear from Wells Fargo, and they are going to demand repayment if they already paid you anything.
Okay. May I have your zip code, please, in order to further assist you?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
May I have your zip code, please, in order to further assist you?
My zip code is 27909.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
You apparently have that because you just wrote me a note. Moncla, M-O-N-C-L-A is my last name. First name is Alfred.
All right. And for verification of your account, may I please have you verify the shipping address?
Will you verify what?
The shipping address.
My address, according to this note, well, you have the correct address. 808 Riverside Avenue, Elizabeth City, North Carolina.
Thank you for that.
709.
Yes, so it does look as though you purchased the ketogenic fat burner and cleanse on the 24th of October.
I'm sorry, I have no record of that, and I never received it.
You never received the ketogenic products that you purchased for $397 and
$497? No, I would remember if I ordered $100 worth of medicine and gotten it. I know I'm old. I'm 82 years old, but there ain't no way that I spent $100 on some keto medicine.
Well, you didn't purchase it for the $100. You purchased it for $4.97, $3.97.
Then why was my bill $99.98?
Because when you originally placed that order, you agreed to pay the shipping and handling costs for a 14-day trial of the products. You were then shipped out a 30-day supply of the products. So what happens is if you fail to call in and cancel within that given 14-day time frame, then on the 15th day, they do bill you the full amount for the products.
Come on, the product is $100?
Yes, sir.
I'm joking. If I knew that was happening, I would look for it and return it to you, something like that. But $100 of medicine? Come on.
Well, the full retail price for the products was stated in the terms and conditions, as well as all of the information about the 14-day trial. What happens with the dispute process, which is what you started with your bank or your credit card company, is that they will reach out to us. We have to provide the terms and conditions as well as the tracking number to show that the charges are both legal and valid. And at that point, it does make you ineligible for a refund. So they would credit you while they're doing their investigation. But once it's complete, they take the money back out of your account.
Well, do not ever send me any of your expensive vitamins. Who ever heard? and I will fight this every way I can. I just want you to know that. That is ridiculous.
Well, that's fine, sir. As a courtesy, I will be able to offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
Well, I don't know what Wells Fargo is going to do with that. But I told them when I saw that, got that statement from the bank this morning that y'all had charged me $99.98 twice. And
you've only been charged one time. They did attempt to charge you. I'm sorry. They did attempt to charge you for the second product, but it did not go through. So you've only been charged once.
Well, I pity you if you're an employee for people who scam old folks.
Now, if you would like, I will raise that refund to a 50% refund on that charge. I did advise you of how the dispute process goes with your bank. I cannot touch the funds until I have verification from your bank or your credit card company that the dispute has either been dropped or it has not been filed. Once they call in and verify that, I will be able to issue the refund.
Bank fight it up. But I just wanted you to know that
all right, sir. Now, I do want to note that I did offer you a refund. Now, if you go through with the bank's dispute process, once they complete their settlement, if they say you can't get any money back, that will be the final settlement. You will not be able to come back to us and get the refund I previously offered.
I'm not telling you what I'll do. What I'll do, I'll talk to my attorney.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to let you know. Goodbye.
Well, sir, you do need to